line with us. Are you there, Paul?
I'm here with you.
Good morning, and thank you for being on with us, Paul Fitzgerald. Now, what got my attention, and we actually had planned to have you on before, killer cell phones, friend or foe. So we're going to talk about, first of all, I want to tell you who Paul Fitzgerald is. He's the founder of the Research Center for Wireless Technology, an expert in the field of EMF radiation, graduate of New Jersey's Institute of Technology, home radiation consultant, and educating public on dangers of electromagnetic fields. That's who he is, and we want to welcome him this morning. Thank you for being on, Paul.
Well, thank you for having me.
So, you know, everybody has a cell phone. I mean, almost everybody. You see even little kids walk around with cell phones.
Everybody but me.
All right.
Rick does not have a cell phone. We have Rick on with us. So, I guess one of the main questions would be, are EMFs, you know, the electromagnetic fields from cell phones, are they a problem?
Well, what we're finding out more and more as the studies go on is it's becoming 100% conclusive that, here's the thing, in 1993, the first, Dr. George Carlisle was hired by the cell phone industry to do a $28 million six-year study. Now, the reason he was hired for that was because Dave Raynard had been snatched by Larry King Live because his wife had died of a tumor the same size and shape of a cell phone antenna.
Wow.
So what happened was that the cell phone industry said, well, there's 50 million cell phone users now, and this is going to be a multi-billion dollar industry. We have to move fast. By the end of that study, Dr. George Carlisle showed some very alarming results, and they had $28 million, so he had the best instruments, he had double peer reviews. When he started to get the negative findings back, he sent them back, the results back, two and three times to verify them, and they were showing double-strand DNA breakages, opening of the blood-brain barrier, micronuclei formation, which was when they quarantined. That micronuclei formation is precursor to cancer. In the Chernobyl accident, that's when they quarantined the people coming out.
Okay.
And double-strand DNA breakages, basically, you only need one double-strand DNA breakage for a cancer to be formed.
Really? Wow. Well, okay, now, I've been to your website. In fact, I've kind of printed off some information. Let people know about your website, because all of this information was detailed, like photos and video are on your website.
The danger911.com is my website, and one of the interesting things you can see there is the actual double. They took digital micro photos of double strand DNA breakage. Henry Lai was the first to bring this out in the open. He did an interesting experiment. He's been studying the results of electromagnetic fields from cell phone radiation and wireless radiation for over 20 years now. And he's at the University of Washington. You can do a search for him, Lai, L-A-I, on the internet. And he showed mice, or rats, excuse me, what they would do is they would swim underwater and find a platform to show that their intelligence, you know, their short-term memory. And they would find the platform with no problem over and over and over again once they learned the drill. The moment they were exposed to electromagnetic fields, the same, right around the same frequency as cell phones, they could not find the platform. They'd swim and swim around, and they just would get lost. And he would do this over and over and over again. So those are just little clues as to what we're dealing with.
So, okay, well, now, then here's my question that's not really on the list. If this is a, you know, obviously there's a problem, you know, if it's such a, how come they're so abundant? I mean, if a cell phone can do that, it's not like you're going to see a warning label on,
right,
it's not like there's a Surgeon General warning,
Should there be a Surgeon General warning?
Right.
Well, the similar things are starting to happen where you have to go outside of restaurants. It's just, we're in the beginning phases, and think about cigarettes in the beginning, they were good for you. The models and the celebrities.
You could even get candy ones, you know.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden we had the the change, but not until people were addicted to their cigarettes, just like now, 2 billion cell phone users out of 6 billion people. You know, they, even in the, I was in the Philippines recently, and children have, you know, they can barely afford to feed themselves in some areas, and they have their cell phones. You know,
right.
So our world is backwards when it comes to this, you know, games and songs and texting their friends and...
Right, right. Well, and you've got it to where you can text in your favorite game show and stuff like that. What are some symptoms that are associated with cell phone use? I mean, if it's causing a problem, what are some symptoms to look for?
Well, the most alarming should be for people, a precursor to knowing they're going to be having problems is headaches. If you're getting headaches, you need to take immediate action and figure out how to stop using a cell phone and cordless phone. I've met people with everything from numbness and tingling in their hands to get short-term memory loss. Here's the thing with cell phones, it's difficult. It mimics, they've done experiments where they show blood sugar will drop, your blood pressure will raise, it mimics so many other types of symptoms, and we're dealing with a wireless frequency that you can't see.
Right.
So it's very hard to put the label, oh, it's this. You know, you can eat something and then know, oh, my blood, I just ate a candy bar, my blood sugar's, I'm having a problem now that a half hour later, my blood sugar's going down. You can kind of put that together, but it's hard to put together. So I was just on my cell phone, and I now have a headache. You know.
Say that it was cordless phones also, not just cell phones?
Yeah. Well, I actually have one person I've worked with who, he is so hyper-electrosensitive, he cannot, he works in, he's a manager of a health food store, and if someone's in an aisle on the cell phone near him, about a foot and a half away, yeah, he'll sense it, he needs to get away from it, or tell them to please stop using their phone politely.
Wow.
And then that happens with a cordless phone. With them also, cordless phones work on the same, they work on the the range is, they used to be 900 megahertz. Now we're all the way up to 8.0 gigahertz.
Right. And microwave ovens, obviously, they share the same.
Microwave ovens, see, the thing with microwaves is they're not just, it's a 2.45 gigahertz frequency, which is, it's in the mid-band, but it's a high power wattage that microwaves emit in order to cook. They're dealing with power watts and the frequency. See, it's not necessarily a high frequency. It's a problem. We're dealing with, you know, an easy way to explain this is we're direct current beings. We go from North Pole to South Pole. If you imagine a tennis match,
right.
We're beings where you get a nice spike going. Nobody hits it back. One time, very slow. Now we deal with 900 megahertz, a cordless phone, or 2.4 gigahertz, all of a sudden, all right, let's deal with something we plug into a wall, regular appliance with a wire, 60 hertz.
Okay.
That's 60 times back and forth you're hitting in 1 second, you're having that tennis match. That was Nikola Tesla came in, and he discovered alternating current. Then all of a sudden, we move up to megahertz and gigahertz, millions and billions of times per second. You're having that tennis match 900 million times and 2.4 billion times. So this is upon our brain, upon different organs of our body, these oscillating back and forth frequencies. We are not accustomed to this. We were not made for this.
Right.
So the results are yet to be fully figured out.
Well, what about talking on your cell phone in a car? I mean,
that's going back to Michael Faraday. They call Michael Faraday the father of modern EMF principles, because he played around with metal cages and structures and he showed how you can conduct an electrical charge either outside of metal, steel structure, or inside of a cage. And with a cell phone, you bring that conductivity inside of the cage, and it can get trapped within the vehicle and bounce around. And
it kind of makes you stop and think when you're chatting on the phone in the car, you know? What about like the hands-free headsets? Are they safe?
Well, with hands-free headsets, you have a wire. They've showed some some are safe, some are actually more dangerous, because what happens is the wire transmits electromagnetic field up the wire into your ear. So now you have, you're being affected in two areas, wherever the phone is and wherever the wire is running up the body into the ear. So the wires can also attract ambient energy to them from outside themselves, from fluorescent lights or from whatever might be emitting computers around them.
Okay.
So what happens there is there is one alternative with the that I've found that I really like, actually, because you can get the phone about all radiation. One of the best things, it's kind of like people you don't want to be around. What's the best thing you can do is you can create distance from them.
Right.
You create three, if with a TV, 3 feet, when I use my meter, a tri-field meter, and you can get an inexpensive meter, $60, $70 on the internet, but you want to make sure it measures magnetic and microwave fields. And about 3 feet with a TV, they can go up to 10 feet with a microwave. With a cell phone, it's about a foot. But with an air tube headset, with a headset, I found these air tube headsets, which half of them are an actual stethoscope-type tubing. So it's sound waves instead of electrical waves that you're dealing with.
Okay, well, then what about, are there more, obviously there'd be more dangers if a woman's pregnant than using a cell phone.
Well, you're dealing with, that's the thing, that's where I actually might not even use a headset, because you don't want that phone down there. You're dealing with a fetus forming, soft tissue. And there's a study that was done by Dr. Om Gandhi at the University of Utah, where he showed radiation penetration within the skulls of a 5-year-old, 10-year-old, and an adult. He showed with a 5-year-old and 10-year-old, because their skulls are still forming, the radiation penetration was 50 to 75% more.
Wow.
So if you're dealing with a fetus where the skeletal structure is still fully forming,
right,
and you have the womb where there's just flesh in between, the results could be alarming with the problems we could start seeing and having long term, because these children, they're not, let's say for example, they're exposed to this radiation as they're being born, or while they're in the growth period, then they come out of the womb, then that's their only phone, and then they're subjected to wireless technology, wireless hotspots,
right,
all of their life.
That kind of makes you turn your head and go,
put
things in a different
here.
Perspective.
And it says after 15 minutes of it, they're showing.
Right.
It's heated up the head of this guy.
Wow. I guess the final question would be, what precautions can we take to make our cell phones safer?
Well,
obviously, most people are not. They're going to be like, okay, I'll deal with radiation. I'm not getting rid of my phone.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
Right.
Danger911.com, my website. You can go there and take a look at different. It'll educate you in different ways. I have a book coming out also, Cell Phone Friend or Friend or Enemy. I get the title down, and that'll educate you also. One of the things, the air tube headset's a great way to go, creating the distance from you, and you can find that information from it there. But one of the things is, we don't need to use our phones as much as we are. We're not doctors. We're not emergency room doctors. We're not, we were doing, just 10 years ago, we didn't have this option. And now, all of a sudden, so that's one thing, because this is the example we're setting for our children, for our future generations, that, we get a call, we got to answer in the car, we got to answer in the store.
Right. No, you don't. Well, Paul, I want to thank you for being on with us. Again, your website, danger911.com. And when do you think your book will be out?
I'm hoping 2 months to have it out and ready to go, and it'll show right on the site. So.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, I want to thank you for being on with us again, Paul Fitzgerald. Go check out his website, danger911, and be looking for the book, Cell Phone Friend or Enemy. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you. You have a great day.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, go check it out. Kind of makes you sit back. Think about